When he tells anything about a girl which is previously unknown, he must be so. But in this case, as you must be aware, it was a public matter which was the common talk of Rome, so that you are not really doing Miss Mary Saunderson any injury by discussing her case with me. But still, I respect your scruples, and so, good night.
Wait a bit, Berger, said Kennedy, laying his hand upon the other's arm. I am very keen upon this catacomb business, and I can't let it drop quite so easily. Would you mind asking me something else in return? Something not quite so eccentric this time?
No, no. You have refused, and there is an end of it, said Berger, with his basket on his arm. No doubt you are quite right not to answer, and no doubt I am quite right also. And so again, my dear Kennedy, good night.
The Englishman watched Berger cross the room, and he had his hand on the handle of the door before his host sprang up with the air of a man who is making the best of that which cannot be helped.
"Hold on, old fellow," said he. "I think you are behaving in a most ridiculous fashion, but still, if this is your condition, I suppose that I must submit to it. I hate saying anything about a girl, but as you say, it is all over Rome, and I don't suppose I can tell you anything which you do not know already. What was it you wanted to know?"